Hi, this is Eric Metaxas. Breakpoint is a listener-supported ministry of the Colson Center for Christian Worldview. If this program helps you think more clearly about what's happening in the world around you, please give to support this important work. And thanks to a special matching grant, every dollar you give before June 30th will be doubled. Visit breakpoint.org and click Give. That's breakpoint.org.
Well, I always love to speak to my friend Lila Rose, and thrilled to have her here on the Breakpoint podcast. My guess is she doesn't need an introduction. If you're subscribed to our podcast, you probably know about Lila and her longtime work in the pro-life cause. Basically, she causes an awful lot of trouble for Planned Parenthood, and we love it when she does releases a new set of videos or a new campaign. And I want to talk to Lila here today on the Breakpoint podcast about a new campaign to basically uncover a systemic willingness by Planned Parenthood to aid and abet sexual abuse. Lila is a speaker, writer, human rights activist, the founder and serves as president of Live Action. Lila, great to talk to you.
Thanks for having me on, John.
Listen, this is an incredible cultural moment in which we live. It's full of contradiction, right? We're trying to uncover sexual abuse. We have a culture that celebrated the life of Hugh Hefner and then threw Harvey Weinstein under the bus. And now the light on sexual abuse because of the hashtag MeToo movement, all of that stuff has, as my friend Ed Stetzer puts it, the light is shining and the cockroaches are scurrying. But it seems like some people get a get-out-of-jail-free card. I mean, I'm thinking of kind of recent media coverage having to do with former President Bill Clinton, but also Planned Parenthood. And that's really what you're trying to do right now with your new campaign. Just describe it to us a little bit.
Basically, Planned Parenthood is, you know, the nation's biggest abortion chain, and they have become a safe haven for sexual predators and abusers because abusers need to use abortion to cover up the crime that they often commit on young girls, on their victims. And Planned Parenthood is a mandated reporter in nearly all 50 states for reporting abuse. And yet, as the biggest abortion chain, they have this don't ask, don't tell policy implicit in the way that they operate. So what we've documented now, John, for the last 10 years, and this report is a culmination of research of 10 years, court cases, health department reports, ex-Planned Parenthood manager testimonies, live action undercover research, showing Planned Parenthood systematically covering up child sexual abuse across the country. So this means little girls come in or they're taken in by threat of force by their abusers. And Planned Parenthood, who's a mandated reporter, they're supposed to report that to Child Protective Services or to the police. They're supposed to find out what's going on with the girl and be a point of intervention to help her be a survivor from her abuse instead of sent back into it. They give her a secret abortion. They don't ask questions, or they willingly cover up the abuse by miscoding her sexual relationship, saying that it's a consensual relationship with a teen her age, as opposed to with a sex abuser who's maybe twice her age or three times her age or even her father, God forbid. And then they send these young girls right back to their abusers. So this report is absolutely heartbreaking. It's difficult to read. The docu-series we released alongside of it, very difficult to watch, but this is a corporation that's tax-funded, that's claiming to speak for women, that's the biggest abortion chain, and that's ruthlessly covering up the sexual abuse of little girls across the country.
You know, if I remember correctly, Lila, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember your very first campaign, and has that been, 10 or 12 years ago now? And it was, I think, all the way up and down through Indiana. Is that right? Am I getting that detail right?
Yes. So it was 10 years ago was the first national investigation of Planned Parenthood sexual abuse cover-up, and we investigated multiple facilities, two facilities in Indiana, but we were also in several other states. We ended up with that in our sex trafficking investigation, so all on abuse,
right,
basically cover up, over 15 different facilities that we documented abuse cover up in. Nearly every single facility we entered had abuse cover up happening, where the staff were basically effectively trained, management level on down, to look at little girls as an abortion client and not as their job as mandated reporters, and sending these young girls back to their abusers.
That's what I wanted to talk about, because if I remember correctly, when I first saw the very first expose that you did, and I was warned about it, I don't know if you know this, one of your videographers was a friend that he called and he said, dude, something big is about to land. And it did land, and it was huge, and it was amazing that you uncovered this. And of course, I think at the time, you were one of the ones that were walking into these clinics and saying you're, basically a 13-year-old with a 31-year-old. I mean, even back then, I guess what I'm trying trying to say is this is systemic. Back then, the very first videos you did uncovered a willingness by Planned Parenthood to just ignore the fact that there was statutory rape involved. And not only that, one of the things that struck me, and even as I was rewatching these videos just this week, was how kind of common it seemed to them. You know, in other words, when you let slip, oh, my boyfriend's 27, my boyfriend's 31, there wasn't like a gasp or a ooh, or, you know, it was just kind of like business as normal. You know, we don't tell anybody, here's what you need to do, as if they do this every day. That's what, I mean, it was like a gut punch to watch that again. This is normal operating procedure for them.
Yes, it is. And I think the evidence again and again proves that both us going undercover, myself included, where they just, it's business as usual to treat this girl who's, you know, the sex abuse victim saying she, her father's abusing her, or this much older man, and they just don't bat an eye. They get her the secret abortion. They even sometimes hand her some birth control pills, and they send her back to a sex abuser. And it's, you know, it's hard to even wrap your mind around for everyday people who are like, how could this be conscionable? But keep in mind that this is a group that is committing 900 abortions every day. So this disrespect for human life of that child in the womb extends to the young girls and the women coming in, and the rampant sex abuse cover-up is the case in point of that.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I want you to respond to the critics, because obviously when this came out, it was ignored, you know, by mainstream media outlets. And then after the David DeLayden fiasco, as he was uncovering the illegal sale of fetal body parts by Planned Parenthood and by other abortion providers, the critique that you get immediately is, well, these are highly edited videos. I mean, that apparently is the get out of jail free card for what Planned Parenthood is covering up. Just respond to that, if you would.
Sure. Well, the video footage, the full footage is available for our investigations online. So you can watch it and you can sit through the hours, you know, in the waiting room or whatever, and see it without the shorter edited version. But, you know, I just think that's a huge deflection point that Planned Parenthood uses. They're trying to just say, look over here, don't look at what we're really doing. And even last week, they called our report that we just released discredited. I mean, it's an outright lie is what they're doing to try to turn attention away from their crimes and their abuses. I keep in mind, this is documentation, obviously undercover, but also the stories of girls and the actual court cases of young girls who have sued Planned Parenthood for the abuse that they endured. And Planned Parenthood is effectively saying that these girls are, that their stories don't matter, and that they're attempting to discredit them. And these are girls who actually experienced abuse, and it was covered up at Planned Parenthood. So I think that that's a pretty typical response from the abortion group, but it's not to be, we shouldn't be surprised by it, because again, they're getting $500 million a year from taxpayers. They're going to lie and do anything they can to keep their public image, to try to protect it and to try to save those tax dollars.
Well, let's talk about the tax dollars. I recently was talking with a sitting congressman and who voted for the omnibus spending bill, which included, of course, $500 million for Planned Parenthood. And we had done a commentary on Breakpoint a couple weeks ago saying, you know, here we go again, right? It's business as usual. The Babylon Bee headline was, you know, GOP Congress clarifies that when they said defund Planned Parenthood, what they actually meant was give them $500 million a year. I mean, this is getting to a point where it's really, really frustrating. And he defended it saying, look, we needed to fund our military. We couldn't have a government shutdown. That was a disaster last time. And I said, you know, I understand all that. But at the end of the day, you ran, and so many GOP leaders ran on defunding Planned Parenthood. And once again, they have $500 million from our taxes. What do you say to that, Lila? I mean, you're interacting with these congressional leaders every day. That was, to me, that was a real gut punch. And of course, President Trump signed that executive order, which cut some of the funding, but he did what he could do, but the Congress still hasn't done what it could do. How do we move forward and pull the plug on this financial sourcing from our tax dollars of this evil organization?
So it's a great question, John, and I experience, you know, I share your frustration, as do many people, about how can we have a Congress who's not acting and why hasn't there been action? Two things. First of all, there has been some action and it's about to go into effect, hopefully, if we see, you know, this is kind of the proof will be in the pudding to see what they do, but they have pledged, Health and Human Services, so part of the Trump administration, has pledged to or proposed a new Title X rule, which would defund Planned Parenthood $60 million as a particular funding stream mechanism that they get. So that could go into effect. It's supposed to go into effect in the next few weeks. It's in a comment period where they propose it, people comment, and then they enact it. So that's $60 million gone from Planned Parenthood. The rest of the money, and there's a lot more of it, there's over $400 million in the other big pot, which is mostly Medicaid money that goes to Planned Parenthood. That's a congressional mechanism. So Congress has to take action there. And, you know, look, I know the military, you know, of course we want to fund the military. Of course we don't want the government shut down as far as, you know, our military and other essential services are concerned. But it's not Republicans or the or pro-lifers or the president who might shut down the government. If the Democrats refuse to give up funding Planned Parenthood, if they're going to die on that hill, they're the ones who are going to prevent the spending bill from going through this fall. So I think it's an important way to think about the problem that will mean Planned Parenthood getting the money or not. I think Congress needs to stand firm in the fall. I mean, there's another budget that will go through in the fall in the next few months. And they need to say, look, we're not including funding for Planned Parenthood, period. And the president should refuse to sign a bill that includes any funding for them. I think that they need to put their stake in the ground and stand by it and not waver in the face of Democrat pressure, because they do have a majority and they can pass those bills, you know, through the special process, you know, apart from it's not a straight up and down vote. It's a reconciliation process that the Senate and the House go through, the House of Representatives. And I think that they need to just put their stake in the ground and not budge. And that's what we're going to be calling on them to do. Live Action will be calling on them to do when the next budget battle happens.
My guest today is Lila Rose, the founder and president of Live Action. And her new campaign is revealing kind of a systemic history of covering up and abetting sexual abuse of minors by Planned Parenthood. Come to Breakpoint.org. Click on the link there on the homepage that says resources mentioned on the radio and podcast. And we'll link you to this brand new report that Live Action has put out. I also want to link you, when you come there, to a press conference that was held. And Lila, I want to ask you about that press conference. The good news is I think it was just about a week ago or so, you were able to host a press conference with congressional leaders who supported your call into a congressional investigation of Planned Parenthood. Tell us a little bit about the congressional leaders that were there and what kind of action you expect to come out of that.
Sure. I mean, it was a great moment. Last week, Live Action was on Capitol Hill having a press conference with members of Congress. We had a good group of representatives there, Representative Diane Black, Representative Vicky Hartzler, Mark Walker, others. And it was a great, great moment where they were actually, these representatives and over 50 of their colleagues have come together to send a letter to Health and Human Services and Secretary Azar and say, look at this report that Live Action released. Look at this evidence exposing Planned Parenthood's cover-up of child sexual abuse and aiding sex traffickers. And make sure that your funding rules at HHS do not permit money to go to Planned Parenthood. So it's a real good wind in the sails of what HHS is already doing to change the Title X funding rule, which would mean Planned Parenthood wouldn't get money. And we hope that they're also will be heard, you know, these members of Congress will be heard, because they're also asking HHS and Secretary Azar at Health and Human Services to investigate Planned Parenthood and any other quote-unquote healthcare provider, any other abortion clinic that's receiving tax money that might be covering up sex abuse. So they're demanding the records of how many reports these clinics have actually made to authorities for the young girls that have come in underage. And I think that's going to be very interesting information that maybe can be used by state attorneys general, by different law enforcement to review that the widespread cover-up. And we hope to see actual prosecution happen. That's a state issue that has to happen at the state level, but we hope that this will help encourage those movements as well.
Yeah, well, we do too. And one of the things we are all about at the Colson Center is not just kind of keeping people informed about what's happening in D.C., but calling everyday people to action. So, you know, we know what we want congressional leaders to do. We know what we want the president to do. How can everyday Christians use the sort of content that you are putting out to help kind of take this cause to end the scourge of abortion in our nation? How do everyday people get involved?
That's a great question. So there is a role for everyone to play here. Obviously, educating yourself, listening, you know, to the Colson podcast, listen to Colson Center podcast, your podcast, listening to watching Live Action stuff. But most importantly, I would say, first of all, share this information online. If you're on Facebook, if you're on social media, if you're on email, share the Live Action videos, the report, this information. Number two, we have an activation center, and I know you guys do too, where you can call Congress. There's a few things you can do. You can call Congress, say, hey, defund Planned Parenthood, make it happen in the next budget cycle. You can also comment on the Title 10 rule that HHS has proposed. This is a comment period for the public. So your voice does matter there, too. We have an action, a way to do that on our website at liveaction.org. So you can actually submit a comment saying this is a great rule. We should not be funding Planned Parenthood with Title 10 money. And that will be encouraging for the administration and show the widespread support for that. So those are a couple actions that you can take, as well as sharing the content yourself.
Again, that website's liveaction.org. You guys do a great job making it very easy for people to find the next thing that they can do, the people that they need to contact. But I did want to just kind of reiterate that, you know what, sharing these videos and sharing these reports on Facebook actually moves the needle as well. And if I think I saw this week that the Facebook algorithm is not necessarily friendly to your sort of content. So you've actually got to get around some of the blockages that come from the social media company themselves. Do you feel like these videos have been kind of made unshareable or unseeable in a way that's unfair?
Yes. I mean, first of all, the videos that the first docuseries video we released last week was, or 2 weeks ago, was blocked by Facebook for over a week. So Facebook has a lot of power to keep, and blocked meaning blocked from promotion. So this means technically we can post it, but because of the algorithm, it's hidden from the vast majority of our online followers. I mean, over 2 million people follow Live Action online, but if you post a video, unless you put ad money in, it's not going to show up in the news feeds of your own followers. And that's what's happened with our content. So Facebook has made it really difficult, and they put up a lot of hoops you have to jump through. And even when you jump through the hoops, they might just indefinitely keep a video from being promoted, which has happened with these videos exposing Planned Parenthood. So that's why we just all the more encourage folks to, first of all, speak up about the censorship at Facebook, the suppression of information. And then number two, to share the information ourselves online, because again, you know, we can make an impact when we share the information boldly, even if Planned Parenthood, or even if obviously Planned Parenthood wants to suppress it too, but even if Facebook is trying to perhaps squelch viewpoints they disagree with online.
Yeah, absolutely. And we all just saw what happened to the Twitter CEO when he ate Chick-fil-A of all the great sins to commit. So there's a lot of things that we can do. Well, you guys have been listening to Lila Rose. There's a reason that she has emerged over the last decade as a force in the pro-life movement, as an outspoken advocate for life and opponent of Planned Parenthood, and has really been a thorn in the side of this organization that needs to be defunded, that really needs to be eliminated. Lila, your work is impressive as always, and we're grateful. You equip all of us just to do the next easy thing, to have pro-life conversations, to reveal what's happening in our nation, not to have our head in the sand. And you know, we often say at the Colson Center, a hidden evil is an evil that's allowed to flourish, and that's the definition of what's happened in Planned Parenthood for a long time. And so just want to thank you so much for coming on the Breakpoint Podcast and for your willingness just to stick at it. I mean, you've been doing this a while. I mean, you know, I hope you're finding care for your soul, you know, in the midst of this. I know you take a lot of shots.
Thank you, John. Well, we've got great supporters like you and people out there who are working in the same field. I mean, we are in a battle for our culture, for souls, for literally for lives in the pro-life movement. And yes, we have to, you know, to stay sustained. And I think, you know, our faith and our relationship with God and our prayer is crucial. And then banding together with like-minded people to speak the truth and be uncompromising in it. And I thank you for your voice as well.
Come to breakpoint.org and click on the link on the homepage that says resources mentioned on the radio and podcast. We'll link you to these things that we've talked about today. Visit liveaction.org and get involved right now. This is a strategic time where Planned Parenthood could lose, as Lila said, millions of dollars in funding. And of course, it's not enough. We want to see them completely defunded, but we need to make our voice heard. Again, that's liveaction.org. Lila, thanks so much for being a part of the Breakpoint Podcast today.
Thanks for having me on, John.
Hi, this is Shane Morris. As Eric Metaxas mentioned at the beginning of the show, we'd appreciate it if you would consider making a donation to the Ministry of Breakpoint during the month of June. All you need to do is go to breakpoint.org and click on Give. Thanks for listening and for your support.